Zondervan presents The Me I Want to Be, Becoming God's Best Version of You, by John Ortberg. Read by the author.
Part 1, Finding My Identity. Chapter 1, Learn Why God Made You. One evening, my wife Nancy pulled me into our bedroom and said she wanted to talk. She closed the door so that none of the kids could hear and took out a list. I was not happy to see a list. She claims it was an index card, not a list, but it had words written on it, so to me that's a list. You know, she said, when our marriage is at its best, I feel like we share responsibilities. We divide our work well, and our kids see us do that, and I feel valued. But for some time, because you feel so many demands on your life, this value's been slipping. When our marriage is working well, I also feel like we both know each other's lives. You know details about my life, and I know about yours. And that's been slipping, too. Lately, I know what's going on with you, but you don't ask me much about what's going on with me. She went on. When our marriage is at its best, you bring a kind of lightness and joy to it. And she reminded me of a story. We were on our second date in the lobby of the Disneyland Hotel waiting to get something to eat. She had to use the restroom. When she came out, there were scores of people in the lobby, and I was in a goofy mood. So I said, loudly enough for them all to hear, "Woman, I can't believe you kept me waiting for 2 hours." Her immediate response was, "Well, I wouldn't have had to if you didn't insist on having your mother live with us so I have to wait on her hand and foot every day." She yelled that right across the lobby on our second date. My first thought was, I like this woman. Nancy told me that story and said, "You know, when our marriage is at its best, you can listen and laugh and be spontaneous. You haven't been doing that for a while. I love that guy. I miss that guy." I knew what she was talking about. "I miss that guy too," I said. "I'd love to feel free like that, but I feel like I'm..."